ABC Radio Australia.
PNG police are investigating the dealings of an Australian entrepreneur embroiled in a payments scandal with the country's port officials. Don Matheson, a government consultant in PNG, became the focus of an international criminal investigation following revelations by the ABC and the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project back in March. Now PNG authorities are investigating whether $100,000 in payments to port officials were bribes to help a multinational company will win lucrative contracts or legitimate side ventures. Liam Fox spoke to the journalist who broke the story. That's Josh Robertson from ABC Investigations. And he began by asking him what it is Mr. Matheson is alleged to have done.
Well, Don Matheson is a one-time owner of an Australian A-League soccer team, and he reinvented himself as a government consultant in PNG. He's come to prominence because of his role in offshore payments involving PNG ports officials and a multinational that won huge PNG contracts in 2017. Leaked bank records from the Pandora Papers showed that Mr. Matheson received millions from a port operator called ICTSI around the time it won contracts to run PNG's two biggest international shipping terminals. And then around the same time, it appears that he made payments to the benefits of PNG Ports Corporation officials. The payments range from cash directed in the name of these officials to purchases in Australia of four-wheel drive vehicles and also medical equipment, dental chairs for the Port Moresby Dental Clinic owned by one of the officials' wives.
So were police looking into his activities before your story broke, and what are they doing now?
No, they weren't. They have launched an investigation now into the payments and the contracts as a result of our work, the ABC's work with the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. They say they're now investigating whether or not these payments were bribes paid to PNG Ports officials to secure the contract for the multinational that was paying Don Matheson as a consultant, or whether they are legitimate side ventures unrelated to government contracts.
And is it only PNG police who are looking into this? Is any other body, any other authority?
It's not just PNG police. The police themselves say they're getting assistance from Interpol and from Australian authorities because of the involvement of Don Matheson. Also, the Prime Minister has ordered investigations by the PNG's corruption watchdog, the ICAC. He's also commissioned a internal government review to be led by his key minister, the State Enterprises Minister, William Duma.
As you just mentioned, shortly after your story broke, James Marape, Prime Minister, ordered the corruption watchdog to investigate PNG ports. He also said he knew Mr. Matheson, but only as a golf buddy. And not any more intimately than that. But it now appears that may not be the case.
Well, yes, Mr. Marape distanced himself publicly from Mr. Matheson in the wake of that. He did confirm that they played golf together in Port Moresby, but he says he plays golf with a lot of people and he doesn't tolerate corruption. Now, it's since come to light that through documents that we've obtained, they show that Mr. Marape in 2021, made a key introduction for Don Matheson. He introduced him to his key minister, William Duma, who is, of course, now tasked with running the internal government review into Mr. Matheson's involvement with PNG ports. Now, that introduction in 2021 led to Mr. Duma having a follow-up meeting with Mr. Matheson. And Mr. Matheson pitched his idea to plan redevelopment of a key waterfront site owned by the government in Port Moresby. As a result of that meeting, Mr. Duma endorsed that proposal in a letter to the boss of the state-owned enterprise, which controls the site, and he said that he suggested that the enterprise enter into discussions with Mr. Matheson regarding that proposal.
And have Mr. Marape or Mr. Duma had anything to say in response to these latest revelations?
Well, these revelations have prompted transparency advocates, so Transparency International, in PNG have said that if there are any prior dealings involving Mr. Duma in particular, any prior dealings between Mr. Matheson and senior politicians are a concern to them because of the potential that this could derail any investigations into the PNG ports matter. Now, Mr. Marape has not responded to our questions, but Mr. Duma has emailed me directly with a very curious response. In essence, he's denied that any such dealings with Mr. Matheson have taken place. But he's also expressed a really curious idea about press freedom, about media freedom. He's told me that unless I can show written approval from the Australian Federal Communications Minister that I have government approval to approach the Prime Minister of another country, he can't really respond to the questions. I've replied that as a journalist and as the ABC is an independent publicly funded broadcaster, it doesn't require approval from any minister to put questions to anybody.
What a interesting response there from the PNG government to journalist Josh Robertson, who you just heard. He's from ABC Investigations, and he was talking there to Pacific Beats reporter Liam Fox.